Welcome to a Road to Writers series.
Thank you.
You are a number one best-selling author, educator, and also entrepreneur. How were you initially introduced to the craft of writing?
I've always been interested in writing. I've always been an avid book reader and had an interest in telling my own story in one medium or another. So I took a little bit of time off work and wrote my book, just some time to focus on the messages I actually wanted to get out into the world. So yeah, that's how it started for me.
As the author of the book, what inspired you to write the book?
That's a really easy question and a good question for me to answer. So the broken world of education, I've been a secondary teacher for 18 years now. So the inspiration has come from all my experiences during my teaching career and some further learnings that I've done myself outside of my career. And I'm trying to amalgamate the two as well and say, hey, we've got this system, this whole system all around the world of education that more and more educators are becoming more and more vocal about things that aren't working. And especially on the back of COVID, where a lot of teachers have faced burnout and had to deal with some of their own sort of issues and issues again facing students and families. We've all been there all during COVID around the world, but the things have been exacerbated quite a lot. And it's time for change within our system, and there's no better time than now when we're all awakening from this pandemic slumber, if you like.
As a teacher, you have experience working with children, teaching them math, science, and physics. Out of all of the topics that you have had the privilege of teaching, is there anyone that came easier or challenging compared to the other?
Look, they all have their own different set of challenges, absolutely. Math, science, and physics. I probably enjoy teaching maths a little bit more at this point in time than any of the science subjects. So I have been focusing, I've been teaching mainly maths for the past maybe 7 or 8 years. But they all definitely have their own set of challenges with regards to how best to help students learn, and a lot of it is finding the relevance to the world around them or where they are heading to see whether or not that where they can use what we're actually teaching them.
Also, you have certifications in neuro-linguistic programming. For some of us who are not aware of that specific niche, how would you describe it?
Linguistic programming or NLP is basically a linking of the mind to your language, to your actions, to your behaviors, why you might be doing things a certain way without even consciously being aware of it. So it's a broadening of a perspective of the role your unconscious mind plays with your conscious mind and how it drives your results and your actions in the real world.
And what is timeline therapy?
Timeline therapy is something that has been trademarked through the Tad James Foundation, and it is basically dealing with past traumas and having a look at things that might have happened in your past that you might have kind of pushed aside that have kind of had are still having an effect on the way you behave, the way you think, the way you feel. So timeline therapy is a process that we can go through that can actually not bring that to the surface, but kind of disassociate any feelings associated with it. So when you're faced with similar situations, you're not going to run through the same old feelings of what you might have experienced in the past, whether or not you are consciously aware of it, that's actually been happening.
As the founder of What Can't Be Taught, you've been able to package your career experiences and your writings. It brings together a community of teachers, students, and parents. What is one very unique premise of What Can't Be Taught that accommodates the audience that nobody else has offered?
Yeah, thank you. It's My company, Learn What Can't Be Taught, is primarily at this point in time dealing with helping newer and beginning teachers find their feet. So I've found over the years that there's less and less time that is actually allocated to teachers or when they're learning the profession at universities to actually be taught what they actually need to know, like how to handle certain situations, behavior management, time management, and looking inside within yourself and how you feel about things and how that actually affects how you are teaching your particular topic. So Learn What Can't Be Taught has been set up primarily at this point in time to focus on helping new and beginning teachers build up their skills, build up their repertoire, and be able to handle all the challenges that they face within the first couple of years that can quite often, and it still does, overwhelm a lot of new teachers. So it's about giving them the tools and the skills to be able to more expertly handle those challenges that they're facing.
Over the last 2 decades, from your professional and teaching experiences, do you believe that there are proper writing curriculums in place to educate students, or do we need to put in more of an effort to teach students how to write?
That's a really good question. I'm not an English teacher. I can speak from the point of view that I think they're quality of the writing has probably declined, even from what I see in my classrooms and the level of reading and comprehension and things like that. I think there's a lot of things that need to be tweaked with our curriculum, even all around the world. A lot of the curriculums are completely jam-packed and they're completely bloated, and we're just running basically on a timeline going, okay, we're going to do this topic for a couple of weeks. Now we're going to do this and that. And we're just moving so fast that there's actually no time for students or teachers to sit down and play and create with the ideas that we're trying to generate within them and stir up any excitement. So a lot of that has dissipated over the years immensely.
Noral, referencing your book, The Broken World of Education, what makes your contribution to the craft of writing unique?
Probably the perspective that I actually bring through my book as a secondary teacher of 18 years. The perspective I bring is a complete unique perspective. It's written in a way like I'm having a conversation with you and telling stories about what I've been through in my career. So it's the uniqueness of my book in the sense is that you are getting a raw, unedited perspective of what it's like to be working inside a school from a teacher's perspective at this point in time, and the issues that are in there that a lot of people are not aware of or have not even thought of, because most people have not set foot inside a school since they were at school, and they feel like the way things were done and the way things were taught when they were at school, maybe 20 years ago, is exactly the same. And I'm here to say things have completely changed as to what we're actually doing. The only thing that hasn't changed is the curriculum we're actually teaching. There hasn't been so much movement forward with regards to that. But the issues we're facing with students, teachers, families, and even just the broader community, I think more awareness needs to be brought to the surface with regards to those issues that our school communities are actually facing.
Is there anything new that you have learned in the recent years that has changed your perspective on how you approach your own work?
Oh, absolutely. I think the NLP, the neuro-linguistic programming, has been such an eye-opener with regards to how I will communicate with students and with parents as well. So that's something that I have learned along the way. But also, a lot of my learnings have come from experiences in dealing with people. I think we tend to forget that schools are full of people from all walks of life. They're full of students, they're full of teachers, they're full of families, and it is primarily a people-driven job. And I think that in itself, the experiences in dealing with people from all over the from all walks of life, I think is absolutely invaluable. And that is why teachers have such a large skill set that is transferable to many professions.
And finally, Noral, do you have a writing tip that you were taught or that you discovered that has made an immense difference in your productivity?
I actually found it really beneficial to, when I was in a zone and I was ready to flow, to actually have noise cancelling headphones on. So I could just not hear any background noise at all. And now I know some people might not thrive with that, but I found it really helpful for me. And also things like even technology around my home, like a Google or something. So I would, if I've got an idea it for a sentence or a topic or something, I would just speak to my to the devices and just say, make a note. So rather than walking around with pen and paper everywhere, I actually have a, digital device most places and will just kind of speak to it. Probably the biggest tip as well was the read aloud function in Word. I found that extremely, extremely beneficial to hear when I was editing and going through all the process and writing. The read aloud function in Word was very beneficial to hear what was I'd written down or typed on the page, because quite often I picked up on little nuances that my eyes had missed while I was reading my own words because I was skipping over it.
Thank you for being generous with those tips. Those are very wise tips. And Noral,
Thank
would
you.
you be kind in sharing with audiences where people can find your work and contact you?
Absolutely. So, if you have if you Google The Broken World of Education, my book will come up. So you can purchase my books through any online retailer. You can purchase directly from me within Australia, and I'll send that out.
Thank you so much for enlightening us on the Writers Series.